Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
There's a lot of things to highlight. Obviously, there are other areas that need to be continued to develop and worked on, and you know, we're focused on doing that. So, we had objectives coming in that we really wanted to focus on with our major league staff, and they've done a pretty good job in executing that. But we know that there's more that needs to happen for us to really turn the corner and accelerate some things.
There are buyers, there are sellers, there are holders, there are rebuilders, there are retoolers. But Chris Getz is he's a seller. He and his White Sox organization, as they try to navigate 1 year removed from setting the record for most losses in a Major League Baseball season, as we come back with more here on Rahimi and Harris, featuring Russell Dorsey, who's in for Layla Rahimi today. And Russ, before we get to this Chris Getz discussion, you wanted to address something you saw on the text line?
Yeah, a texter asked, could Jacob DeGrom be an option for the Chicago Cubs? And it's a good question from 229. Here's the reason I'd say no. Jacob DeGrom, surprisingly enough, is 37 years old, right? So same age as Chris Sale. He's also making $40 million a year for the next 3 years. So it's $40 million this year, and then I believe it's $39 million, then $37 million
in 2027
when he's 39 years old, and then there's a $20 million club option. I'd have a hard time paying that for a 37-year-old if Texas isn't going to eat some of the money. But let me direct you to another guy in the Rangers rotation that might fit the bill. Can I interest you in Tyler Mahle? Right-hander for the Texas Rangers. Now, he's currently on the IL with shoulder fatigue.
I was going to say, I think he's hurt.
But hear me out. Shoulder fatigue, if it checks out and he comes back and he's healthy, that might be a guy that might interest you. Tyler Mahle, who signed a two-year deal, is going to be a free agent at the end of the season, currently making $16.5 million this year. But when he's been healthy, he's been effective for the Rangers. Start of the year is one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball.
Maybe, as that other guy we were talking about. I mean, there's lots of guys who fall into that. This is a guy who could get you.
He's better than the other options on the market when it comes to, like, who can be, like, a solid starter, right? Like, there just aren't that many guys. And I think Texas falls into this category of team that isn't playing well but probably doesn't want to punt because they don't want to feel like or make their fans feel like they're punting on 2026. The Braves are in that category too when we were talking about Sale. But I think the thing with Texas is I think their front office looks at it and says, we're a couple years removed from a World Series. We still have Marcus Semien and Corey Seager and all these guys that are in their prime while we're in this championship window in a division that doesn't have a world beater anymore, even though here are the Astros once again. Like, I think you're going to have a lot of teams that are going to have a hard time pulling the trigger.
So, speaking of pulling the trigger, one team that is not having necessarily a hard time deciding whether or not they will sell or not, still has a player that is of high notoriety, we'll call it, and that's the White Sox when I talk about Luis Robert Jr. And you would think, okay, they're selling everything. Anything that can be moved will be moved. Problem is, they don't know if they can move Luis Robert Jr. So Chris Getz was actually asked about the possibility of keeping Luis Robert Jr. past the deadline.
I heard your MLB radio interview over the weekend where you talked a little about Luis Robert, and you said you do kind of look at him that you could have him for two more years. Is that, I mean, I know you have like a board where you kind of map things out, not just for this year, but 26, 27. You do see him as someone who could possibly be a part of this moving forward?
That's a real possibility. I mean, you know, when you still watch Luis Robert play, you're looking at a guy that can change the game pretty quickly in a lot of different ways. And those types of players are hard to find, you know, and that's the reason why there's a lot of attention on Luis Robert, because he's earned that right, because he's performed at a high level, and to find talent like that is not easy. So, you know, obviously he's been more productive in the past, but that doesn't mean that we don't believe in the potential here with the Chicago White Sox. We've never out there making phone calls on you know, about Luis Robert. It's teams calling us, and we have conversations, and we kind of stick to the plan that we've been working by, you know, so far, in which if we feel like we can help the long-term health of the organization, so be it. But we like having Luis Robert, and I enjoy having him in the lineup on a nightly basis.
Unfortunately, Luis Robert Jr. is going the way of an NFL wide receiver who no longer can catch. All the skills, the tools, but he can't actually catch the ball. Right now, as long as Luis Robert Jr. cannot hit, he can do a lot of things, yes, but the hit is the primary function.
You know what?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That sounds like...
Tell me.
That sounds like everything I've been telling you guys about Luis Robert for the last 2 weeks. Right?
Yeah.
Like, he basically confirmed that, hey, because of the contract situation, because they have those options, and because you would much rather have him rebuild the value before you move him from penny on the dollar, hey, we can just keep him.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And it's like, I understand that you want to be in a situation if you're rebuilding and everything must go. It's everything of value must go. Right, like there really is no point of moving him if you're like, if he's gonna hit under 200 and the power is completely gone. Like, if you're just saying, whoa, he's good defensively, like, there are a lot of guys that are really good defensively that aren't gonna cost $20 million a pop if you're another team that's calling the White Sox.
Speaking of money, we know that there's now a succession plan in place for Jerry Reinsdorf as far as White Sox ownership.
Eventually.
2029 at the earliest, 2033 at the latest, with the Ishbia money. So Chris Getz was asked if an influx of capital can be expected soon to add, you know, some big money talent.
That time will come. It will. And we'll have those conversations. You know, but right now, once again, it's really about continuing the development of these guys, learning what they're capable of doing at the major league level. And you know, if we feel like it's appropriate to supplement the club with free agents, we're going to do that. That's in the plans.
Your reaction to that, Russ Dorsey?
It made me laugh. I appreciate Chris answering the question. That time will come. I've heard that a lot from a lot of people.
When will that time come, Russ?
Eventually.
Will it come next year?
No.
Will it come in 2027?
No.
Will it come in 2028?
No. Like, can we be realistic here?
Yeah, be realistic.
Until I see that money, until I see a transfer of ownership, like, let's stop pretending that, oh, the Ishbia is on the way. They don't. They don't.
Okay.
Also, I've been seeing this text on the text line for a couple of weeks now. People are asking, what about Trevor Bauer to the Cubs? Let me tell you, for everybody out there, Trevor Bauer will not be signing with the Chicago Cubs. Trevor Bauer will not be signing with any major league team. So we can just shut those down. Also, another text we were talking about, the Grom said, if the Cubs take on that contract, they shouldn't have to give anything up. If you want to take on a $40 million contract per year, we've been talking about the Cubs and money for a while here, since I've been joining you and Layla, right?
Kyle Tucker.
You're going to cut into the Tuck money or the potential Tuck money to pay for a 37-year-old right-hander who, I understand when he's healthy, he's been generational, but he's 37, making $40 million a year, and is coming off of, a year ago, his second Tommy John surgery?
Does not seem prudent, although he's putting up great numbers.
He's always putting up great numbers when he's healthy. The problem is when he's healthy.
Hall of Famer?
No.
Two Cy Youngs.
So
the career ERA is.
I just don't think he'll have. I don't think he'll have the body of work.
Okay.
It's a good conversation to have one day, though.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.